Have you ever been, completely blown away by what AI can do, and then like the next minute you're tearing your hair out trying to get it to actually do the specific thing you want consistently? It really does feel like a guessing game sometimes, doesn't it? Okay, let's dig into this a bit.
Oh, absolutely. It's true. This whole process, prompt engineering, they call it can feel a bit like a dark art, you know? You change a word here, tweak something there, and just kind of cross your fingers. It gets messy fast without a proper system. But the sources we looked at today, they introduced something interesting, a tool that's really trying to bring some like real discipline to it all. Yeah, it's called Prompt Forge. Think of it as a workbench specifically for AI prompts.
Interesting. So our mission for this deep dive then is to see how this Prompt Forge thing tackles that frustration, how it brings, let's call it good sound, a solid systematic approach to prompt engineering, moving us away from just like endless trial and error.
Precisely. It's about taking something that feels really intuitive, maybe even a bit random, and turning it into a proper engineering process, getting predictable results, quality control, stuff that's often
It
missing.
feels like a really big shift. And our sources mentioned the creator, Manav Sethi. He built it because he was just, well, fed up or
Yeah, tired of the endless trial and error cycle, I think was the quote.
sounds familiar.
Totally. He was tweaking prompts, losing track of versions, no real way to know if he was actually making things better. It's a pain point, I think, a lot of people working with AI feel.
Definitely.
And he pointed out that lots of existing tools are, well, basically just text editors with maybe a run button. You write, you test, you hope.
No real method.
Exactly. And that's where he saw the gap, the need for actual engineering discipline, that good sound, as you put it.
So how does Prompt Forge deliver that? What's the mechanism?
Well, a key thing is systematic evaluation. It's not just you looking at the output and saying, yeah, it looks okay. It involves structured, automated testing. It can, for instance, generate whole test suites automatically, which is huge because that can catch subtle things, performance changes, even biases that you'd just miss doing it manually.
Okay, so no more guesswork about whether that tiny change you made actually improved things or maybe made them worse somewhere else.
Exactly. And it gets deeper. There are built-in analytics, so you can track what really works across different tests, different scenarios.
Ah, so you start seeing patterns.
Precisely. Patterns of success, but maybe more importantly, patterns of failure. Where are the weak spots in your prompt? And it also lets you do variable testing.
Variable testing, what's that like?
Think of it like testing a recipe. You don't just try it once. You want to know, does it still work if I swap this ingredient? Or for someone who likes less salt. Same idea for prompts. You need to know they'll work reliably with different kinds of user input. You know, polite questions, sure, but also maybe confused ones or even angry rants.
Got to handle the full spectrum. That makes sense for building something robust.
Yeah, and for that good sound idea, getting things right before you go live, it offers dual analysis.
Dual analysis.
Yeah, basically getting AI-powered feedback on your prompts even before you run extensive tests helps catch potential problems early.
Like a pre-flight check.
Kinda, yeah. And it also has a prompt library, so you don't lose that prompt that finally worked perfectly, which, speaking from experience, happens way too easily when you're iterating fast.
Oh, tell me about it. My chat history is a graveyard of almost perfect prompts I can never quite find again. A library sounds like a lifesaver.
Right. So, stepping back, what Sethi really wanted, according to the sources, was to bring that software development kind of rigor, you know, version control, testing, systematic improvement. Bring all that to prompt engineering.
That really is the good sound idea in action, applying that structured thinking to how we talk to AI.
And if you look at the bigger picture, it's all about making AI development less of a gamble, more predictable.
Well, and who does it work with? Which AI models?
Currently supports the big ones like Claude, GPT-4, Azure OpenAI. But interestingly, they've also added support for local models using Llama.
Oh, running it on your own machine.
Yeah, which is great for cost, obviously, but also for privacy and control. You're not sending potentially sensitive data out constantly.
That's a significant point. Are there other tools trying to do this?
Yeah, there are other platforms emerging. Genome Lab was mentioned as another one aiming to streamline AI development. But from what our sources suggest, Prompt Forge's real differentiator seems to be that deep focus on automated validation, really leaning into the engineering discipline aspect.
So wrapping up this deep dive, it really feels like Prompt Forge is about embedding that good sound, that systematic method, that engineering mindset, right into the heart of how we create AI interactions.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, what you ask the AI, but how you systematically refine, test, and prove that your way of asking actually works reliably.
Exactly. It pushes you beyond just tinkering, which leads to maybe the final thought for you, the listener. Consider how applying that kind of engineering discipline, you know, structured testing, evaluation tracking, how could that maybe transform other processes in your own work, even things outside of AI that are creative or iterative? Where could that systematic approach make a difference?